Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of September, recording at 7:04 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, we've got a little bit more evidence here today that the consolidation, or I'll put it this way, we can determine later if it's consolidation, but we've got pretty good evidence that the stock market rally, which started in mid-August, a little bit earlier in emerging markets, has spilled over into a corrective phase here. Now, the main evidence for that at the moment is coming from Wall Street, and it's not horrific by any means. We have the Dow down 78 as I speak, 6.25 on the S&P, only 2.25, interestingly, on the NASDAQ composite index, and we had modest gains across the board, not quite, I was going to say, in Europe, but the exception was the Swiss market index. And as far as Asia was concerned, well, Japan was closed today, but most of the Asian markets saw quite small decline. So I just emphasize that there's nothing that would qualify as a downward dynamic in here, but you know the story. Stock markets have had a good run. They're overbought in the short term. The European indices, or many of the European indices and US indices, such as the S&P and the Dow, are up at levels near the higher side of the range where previous resistance has certainly been a factor. A lot of technicians have been coming out with bearish comments, not surprisingly, against that background. As I've said many times before, we can all see what they're looking at. They may be right, but to use the four most dangerous words in the English language, it's different this time. If it is different this time, it's because that the rallies were better, the leadership was better, and we have those factors that I've mentioned before of Bush ahead in the polls, oil off its highs, although it's still uncomfortably above that $45 level, although not by all that much, and the a slowdown that we had seen in GDP growth was enough to, say, alleviate the fears over interest rate hikes somewhat. In other words, if growth were absolutely booming, you might say, well, that's going to be great for corporate profits, isn't it? But, of course, then, against that background, people would just be extrapolating not only through the end of this year, but probably way into 2005 interest rate hikes on the part of the Fed, with many other central banks following suit. Now, with that macro slowdown that we've actually seen, that has mitigated the upward pressure on short-term interest rates, although I still don't think we've seen the end of the cuts either, or hikes rather, either in the US or in the UK. But the point is they're not going to lift rates as high as people had feared, let's say, a couple of months ago. So, again, I maintain that, say, the consolidation, well, that the correction is underway and that it will prove to be a consolidation. And I've written about that in the subscribers area, so I won't dwell on that any further here. Now, could I be wrong about this? Of course I could, because I've given all those qualifications, and also in talking about a rally here, this is really a window of opportunity, sort of, if everything gets right. Best case scenario, it runs well into the first quarter of next year. But I don't have too much trouble scripting how it would go wrong. You know, let's start with oil pushing above $50 a barrel for whatever reason, and then Kerry pushing ahead in the polls. Well, say that's a 10% swing just on election expectations based on the historic record. You can see that chart once again. It's familiar territory for subscribers who are regular visitors to my site, but it's so important that I forgive me for putting it up for new subscribers who are just coming on stream, or people who may have missed it previously. And those two factors alone, well, we could add more to that, but you get the point. And that those are the qualifications in here. Okay, and I did mention in terms of my own personal investments that my equity position is the lightest it's been since, say, April of 2003. And it was really from May that I started to beef up my exposure to equities quite rapidly. And then from January onwards, I was reducing it persistently. But most of it is in Asia, largely through pension fund positions, and a little bit of leverage. And other positions, gold funds, few individual gold shares that I've been holding for quite some time, and oil fund, that Investec global energy fund that I posted not long ago. That's the one that's Guernsey registered. I'd love to have more of that, but I just didn't want to pay up for it, and it's been moving up steadily. Okay. What else have we got here? Bonds. Now these bonds are strong. The U.S. Treasury bonds are up 20 ticks in here again today. I hadn't looked at that chart earlier today, so I'm just keying it in as I speak to you. It's not above yesterday's high, but beg your pardon, Friday's high. But remember, we had a very firm upside day. Broke out of a trading range on Thursday. Gave up not quite half of that advance on Friday, but quite steady in here today. So that chart is still bullish. I'm waiting to short, but I can't short on the basis of that performance. And I'm just going to look at JBZ4, the Japanese government bonds, and they're steady. They're very steady here as well. So I'll wait till the chart says that it's appropriate to go in and sell short. But I think that treasuries are, well, I noticed a headline, put this way in my emails coming in, that Rod Smith, who produces The Week along with his colleagues, now I may well post this tomorrow, but I noticed the headline saying treasuries priced for perfection. Well, not if people think that the US economy is going to go straight back into recession and that the deflationary pressures are going to pick up once again. Sorry, you can probably hear a little bit of hoovering there in the background. I'll try to keep him from hoovering under my desk. But that's the situation I think on bonds. If you're reasonably optimistic about seeing no more than a temporary slowdown and then have the US economy pick up again, then those bonds are vulnerable to a sell-off, but the market isn't telling us that yet, so we have to, or I have to wait. Now that Hoover's really roaring away out there, apologies. I would re-record, but I've got a dinner I've got to get back for. Now, elsewhere here, currencies, dollar a little bit steadier here today, but boy, this is like watching grass grow in these currency markets, so I'm not going to dwell on this. And beyond repeating what I've said before, that everybody's bearish of the dollar, and I find it very hard to script a bullish case of for the dollar other than people getting out of dollars on some sort of cyclical rotation. But when I look at that dollar chart, it is showing signs, dollar index chart, it is showing signs of base formation development overall. Okay, into the commodities. Crude oil at 45.80, and I'm 45 is a little bit of a Rubicon in here, and for that chart to indicate a further pullback in a medium-term correction, as I have been suspecting it would, we've got to see it move not only back below that 45 level, but getting down closer to the $40 level. And it's not doing that at the moment, clearly. Some of these other energy positions are firming. Natural gas, I noticed the spot position, which is a bit oversold, where I've got a stale bull position that was quite strong on Friday. Thursday had a good rebound from reaction low on Thursday. Upside follow through on Friday and a bit firm in here again today. I'm resisting the temptation to add to my position, although that would probably not be a bad idea. Other positions in here. Aluminium. Well, I thought these industrial metals, you know, I like them a lot for the very long term, and but I felt that the charts looked top heavy following the good rallies that we had seen a few months ago. And so I shorted that aluminium, and I've had a good day in here, and it has even snuck into a bit of a backwardation, so I may have to chop that position out. I'll have a close look at that tomorrow. The another one of my commodity trades, a little better. Coffee today. Coffee had an early sell out off and then closed up 0.95 here today, and that looks quite good on the chart. Left a lot of tail. In other words, could not maintain the profit taking or new demand. Renewed demand came in, pushed it back up, closing near the highs of the day. Chart still looks good, and it's supported by a quite substantial underlying base. Precious metals a little bit softer in here today. Nothing dramatic. Down half a dollar on gold, 0.6 on palladium. This is really very quiet action. Okay, that's my wrap. Have a splendid evening.